There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. Number one, you can never have sex. Number two, you can never drink or do drugs. Three, never, ever, ever under any circumstances say, I'll be right back, because you won't be back.
Fright Flicks. Yes, it came from outer space to fill the world with terror, to bring you unforgettable suspense.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
Shock Tales with Johnny Thunder.
Returning from the salon, from perming his back hair, it's your master of ceremonies, Johnny Thunder.
Yo, brother, hey, don't be hating because I'm getting all pretty and beautiful for the last show, brother. Come on. Come on, back hair, mani pedis, right? We got to go out in style, brother. We go out in style. So what did you do special for our last show?
What did I do special?
Yeah, don't you feel all pretty?
Not really. I feel dirty as usual.
Oh, shockingly.
Dirty birdie. I'll tell you what we do have special for our last episode, though, that I think is really cool, and we got to give a big shout-out to our crew over at Woodloom. Woodloom just sent me a box of little mini tombstones. RIP Scream Team 2008 through 2014.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, they sent like one for everybody.
Oh, dig it. Nice. Nice.
Completely cool. My only issue is now I have to mail out like 10 different tombstones to people. Or I'm taking a bag with me to the MHC.
Yeah,
I might have an extra little carry-on bag and just take them all with me and just give them out. Sorry, Rev.
Can you explain these tombstones in your bag, please? Please don't come over for the anal search. Okay, no problem. Sir, you don't actually need to get naked. Nah, I don't mind. I don't mind getting naked.
Check out this package.
Sir, you've already gone through. I don't mind going through again. Come on. Sir, please, there's children around. Please, please.
Just keep going back for the gropings.
Yeah. Johnny Thunder here with my friend, the genius Chris Baker. It's the last round of Shock Tales. This month, I am, of course, chugging the old reliable Victory Dirt Wolf Double IPA. And what about you, Sparkles?
Old Chub Scottish Ale. Hey, has your beer been leaving you slightly flaccid? Then get the blood flowing to your lower extremities and pitch a tent in your kilt with the Old Chub Scottish Ale. 4 out of 5 Scottish sheep herders recommend this as their favorite aphrodisiac. Old Chub Scottish Ale.
Wow. I'm just glad we're going out on another high note. I was going to say, this is like our second or third last show, and it's always so classy.
Oh, a high note? Let's spark it up.
Hey, did somebody say hi?
Good shit.
Anyway. All right. So if you're a regular listener of the show, usually we cover some books, some movies, some comics, music, some other nonsense that I like to talk about. We're going to keep it short and simple this month.
And this month, there'll be none of that.
We are closing up shop. Two reviews. The first one is The Sacrament.
We've been to some of the most chaotic, war-torn places in the world, but never for something as bizarre as this.
Here we are. Welcome to Eden Parish.
You guys built all this?
Father had a vision, and we built heaven here on Earth.
Who is Father?
He's the guy that started all of this.
Can we speak with him at some point?
He agreed to sit for an interview tonight at the gathering.
It's been pretty amazing. Everyone we've talked to seems to feel that this is everything they ever wanted, and they all credit you for that.
Oh, I don't deserve the credit. You come down here and I'll give you a place to live. I'll give you a job. I'll give you a bed. These people are my family, my children. And when you write this up, just know that you're dealing with their lives.
Guns.
You don't know what's really going on here. This place is
not what it seems.
Hey, what's happening?
These people want to leave. They have their suitcases packed. I have no idea what to do.
Sam, do not get involved in this!
Please take my daughter.
What?
We can't let them go back to New York. No, this is the last sacrament.
Hey! Hey!
How many more people can fit in this thing?
Take the camera. I want you to film this. It's important.
Yes,
Take it. Take it.
The Sacrament is from writer-director Ty West, who did The House of the Devil and The Innkeepers. And it follows two journalists as they set out to document their friend's journey to find a missing sister. In this found footage film, they discover this place called Eden Parish, which is a small religious cult, basically, in the middle of nowhere, led by a cat named Father, as they, you know, reunite with the sister and find out what's going on in this community, they realize all is not what it seems. Now, I'm going to be lying if I would say that I wasn't a little disappointed with this one. I know I've been talking it up for a bunch of months. I know I've talked about West's past films, and I've dug them for the most part. I got to say I was a little disappointed with this, and it's not necessarily just because it's found footage. We talked about last month a flick that I enjoyed, so I'm not necessarily completely anti-found footage at this point. But I don't know that this thing even needed to be a found footage film. I think West is actually much more capable as a director. So I didn't know that this would be a literal retelling sort of the Jonestown Massacre. I thought it might be a little bit more of a different spin or a take. I thought there might be maybe something supernatural, maybe something a little bit weird. That's not necessarily a criticism. It's just that it kind of defied expectations when you're talking about Ty West. Now, that being said, I don't know that, as I said before, that you needed found footage in this situation. I don't know that it necessarily needed that kind of gimmick, that kind of shtick. Did he want to do that as an exercise for his own purposes in terms of direction? Maybe. The other thing is, character-wise, it was a little bit engaging, but the usual people that I really dig, that I'm engrossed in their performances, left me a little flat. Like A.J. Bowen, Joe Swanberg, they were okay. But I really wasn't that engrossed. I do want to give a scream out, though, to Gene Jones, who plays Father, who is this very charismatic, very personality-driven, cult of personality cult leader. He's half televangelist, half preacher, half father figure. I guess that would be three-thirds, wouldn't it, not halves? But anyway.
Three and a third.
Exactly. Great performance, really engaging, and I don't mean to diminish it, but I mean, there are really horrific instances in it. And again, these cats get there, they're trying to figure out what's going on. Everything looks great in this community. Of course, slowly they realize that they're basically all brainwashed. Most of the people are being held against their will by this charismatic religious leader. And of course, much like Jonestown, it ends in a mass suicide by drinking basically the Kool-Aid. And so you have a lot of graphic images in terms of people convulsing and dying. There are stabbings. There's one little girl character in the movie who really your heart goes out to her. And she keeps slipping the journalist notes like, please help us. Please get my mommy and me out of here. And it's really heartbreaking. And she has one of the most horrific scenes in this film involving her mother. So as I said, there are scenes of real horror, real visceral violence. It is disturbing, certainly, but it just left me flat. I don't know that I can recommend it. It has overall some pretty positive reviews. As I said before, it has some pretty positive buzz from the different circuits, the different festivals that it played. And I'm a big fan of West, of all these actors and everybody else involved with the project. But if this at all sounds interesting to you, check it out. Like I said, I'm never going to say don't see something, especially from young filmmakers like Ty West, and involving all these other cats that I really dig. So for me, it was a mixed bag. I was sort of just left, I didn't hate it, but I wanted it to be, but I wanted it to be so much better. Maybe I was expecting too much. I thought there might be a little bit more here, but overall, it was just okay for me.
Always keep your expectations low.
Just like our listeners. Now, of course, we're going to go out with a big bang. The King king of all monsters, right, brother?
I want to talk to somebody in charge.
You are not fooling anybody when you say that what happened was a natural disaster.
You're lying.
It was not an earthquake. It wasn't a typhoon.
Because what's really happening is that you're hiding something out there. And it is going to send us back to the Stone Age. God help us all.
Godzilla, so why don't you take over the reins, brother, for the last show?
Oh, really?
Yeah, come on. I want to laugh. Really, I need a break. I need a beer. Go ahead.
So basically, I thought it was just a lot of fun. You know, it made me feel like a little kid again.
That's it, dude?
No, dude, I love Godzilla and Kick-Ass Battle of the Muto. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
No, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had a great time. My kids liked it.
Awesome.
My kids don't even typically get into this kind of stuff, and they love the movies. So,
okay.
Which they have horrible taste, so it doesn't really mean anything. But
hey, that's been the past 60 episodes.
I don't know what else I can say about it. I wish Bryan Cranston was in it a little bit longer. You know, I wish he had hung out a little bit longer in the movie. He was gone, what, about the first third of the movie?
Right.
You know, but other than that, it was just a blast. The final couple of kill scenes were great. What did you think?
Well, this is actually a little bit interesting because I've been watching, obviously, the reviews online, been watching everyone else's thoughts on, say, Facebook and everywhere else. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Before
what?
We go any further.
Forgot our special guest.
Oh, my God. How could we? You know, Weister had emailed me months ago saying, oh, you know what? You know, I would love to be a little guest kind of host reviewer in Shock Tales when you guys talk about Godzilla because he's such a huge fan.
Right.
You know what we have to do? Let's get him on. Let's get him on the line right now.
Get him on the phone.
Hold on.
Come on, brother.
Let me dial this bitch up and let's get him on the phone. All right, it's ringing.
Hello.
All right, let's see if we pick it up. I mean,
oh, is this?
I know this is kind of a surprise. I didn't tell him about this. I didn't have him prepped. But
is this Sex Dungeon Night?
You know, it could be.
It might be black hair dye love.
It could be when Lisa puts the strap on and you know takes.
Or maybe it's Thursday hair dye night.
It could you know that
hair dye night.
You know. It's got to be one of the days of the week. Why not Thursday?
Oh, it might be Masturbate to Svengoolie night. I'm not sure.
Could you know what? It could actually be all three wrapped up in one.
Oh, my God. Everything's
no
coming
wonder,
up. Never.
No wonder he's not answering.
Wow. You go. You go, girl.
All right. Well, hey, sorry, Eric.
You
tried. We tried to get you in on this. So, anyway, back to you, Johnny.
All right. So, as I said, Rotten Tomatoes still has, I think, over 70% approval, say, rating, good reviews. Most people I know really, really, really dug it. There is a vocal minority of really scathing reviews out there for a myriad of reasons. I'm gonna say, and I know people are probably going to scream, and again, whatever, if you loved it, you thought it was awesome, and it was this greatest thing ever, you know, awesome. Good for you. We all have our own opinion. I think I come somewhere in the middle. I didn't hate it. There were certainly things that I loved about it. I loved Godzilla's presence in the film, even though, you know, say he shows up, I'd say about an hour into it. And then, as we said, maybe the last 20, 25 minutes is where he's fully revealed. I loved it. I actually dug the design of the monster. I thought that everything that he did in terms of the fighting was awesome. I loved when he, you know, nuked up and he, you know, the tails lighten up and he's blasting with his atomic breath and he's, you know, going right down the monster's face and ripping off its head. And, you know, that was awesome. I loved that part. My biggest problem was kind of some of the storytelling, some of the characters. I guess my biggest problem with it was in terms of Aaron Taylor Johnson himself, where very, I want to say Forrest Gump-like, just sort of was always appearing wherever the action was. You know, I'm a child when the first meltdown happens in Tokyo. Now, 15 years to the day, I'm back chasing down my crazy-ass dad in Tokyo. And now, of course, the scientists want me because my crazy-ass dad knew stuff. And now, hey, I'm in the army and I'm floating around and now I'm going to be in Hawaii. And now, hey, I'm on the train where the Muto attacks and he happens to know the bombs.
Yeah, he knows the bombs and he's the most likely person.
And he happens and he's like, you know, sir, I need to be on this mission and I need to get on this train. And then, of course, he's on the train. And then, of course, he gets back to San Francisco. And then, of course, he has multitude of Mutos and Godzilla screaming in his face just so the director can get close-ups of the monsters' faces. Then, of course, my biggest problem was then at the end where he's on the tugboat and he's driving out into the harbor. And this bomb has been described as, you know, Hiroshima would be a firecracker compared to this motherfucker, right? So you have this thing, and they say, well, it won't be the nuclear blast that kills them because they absorb radiation. It will be, you know, not only the radiation, but the concussive force. Well, that tugboat was not that far off of San Francisco's coast, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't that far out to sea. So at the end, the bomb goes off. He's safe. Everybody's fine.
Yeah, the helicopter would have been absolutely destroyed.
No, how about this? Yeah. Yay, we all have cancer and radiation poisoning. Yay. All of those people are dead, okay? No one is going to live through that radiation blast. When the sequel's coming out, which, of course, they've already announced, you know, this thing opened at $93 million domestically, over $100 internationally, and that Saturday, the first weekend, they announced the sequel will be coming, as you said, in a couple years. I hope that San Francisco is now the new quarantine zone, but a legit quarantine zone, because there's no way that people there are not dying from all kinds of hideous, awful poisoning. Character-wise,
Brent. I know Brent is out there somewhere close there. I don't mean you, Brent. So right. He doesn't listen to the show.
But even character-wise, like Elizabeth Olsen really had nothing to do. Like I said, Kick-Ass. The starry doe-eyed. You know that cat needs to be the new James Bond or the new Jason Bourne. I mean, this guy could do everything, which was amazing to me. Bryan Cranston. I dig Cranston. Didn't see enough of him, but when we did, I mean, just tearing up the set, a la Charlton Heston a little bit, you know. Now, of course, the answer to all this criticism is, dude, it's a popcorn summer blockbuster about giant monsters. Relax, you know. So that's why I'm not going to say, oh, I hated it so much, because again, it is a Godzilla film.
And compared to any of the other Godzilla films out there, it's,
well, I mean, it's certainly
light years ahead of the
Broderick, you know, abortion from a few years back. And I'm just overly analytical in terms of, there were a few times where I felt it seemed a little bit overly long. And again, that's not just because Godzilla wasn't there, but it was just, you know, Ken Watanabe, God bless him, great actor, but, you know, he didn't have a lot to do here besides just, you know, grimacing at the camera and grimacing. And, you know, when he turned around and he's at this big, you know, whiteboard, you know, talking to the Navy officers, and they're like, what is this monster? What's going on? He's like, he is a force of nature. We call him Godzilla. You know, I'm waiting for, like, you know, like the lightning flash in the background. And I know, like I said, I'm going to catch a lot of heat for this because I am kind of putting a little bit of the kibosh to everybody's enthusiasm. But as I said, when Godzilla's up there, awesome. When he came on, I think the second time and he did that like 15-second scream right in the camera, I smiled. That was insane. When he used his breath and he breathed down the one Muto's neck and ripped off the head, I smiled. That was awesome. Yes. Look, overall, would I say go see it? Absolutely. Do I think that it's a worthwhile legacy to other Godzilla films? Absolutely. Will big monster fans dig it? Of course. But if you're going to sit down and analyze it as a film, it's got issues. If you go into it knowing it's a big summer kind of popcorn flick, maybe you want to shut off your brain and just dig the ride, it's a cool flick.
That's what I do pretty much always.
I tried to think and nothing happens.
Well, you know, the half pint of rum and a couple of bowls don't hurt either, you know, so whatever.
Those goofballs. Because, hey, guess what, my man? Guess what?
What is it?
We is done. We are at the end, man. Final call, last show, last everything, brother. We are done.
You know what? Seriously, I just want.
Yes,
you
know, let's talk serious, man.
You know, after all the ball busting, the insults. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know. I meant every word of it. You're an asshole. Go f*** yourself.
Brother, I was just going to say, I have loved this ride. I've never had such a great f*** time. And with all the fiber of my being, with my eternal soul, I just wanted to say, go f*** yourself.
And we out.
And we out. Peace out, bitches. Yeah, brother, we are done. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening for the past 5 years. It's been a blast. As always, Johnny Thunder here saying, stay scary.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time. Stay scary.